You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, where it's currently 7:41 in the morning. Good morning. This is The Morning Run. I'm David Chiu. And right now, let's look into a current affairs story. Now, Japan's economy grew less than expected in the first quarter, and there has been intense pressure on the central bank to be more creative in ending deflation and reviving growth. Now, today, Noel Lim speaks with Hugh McKay, who's the senior international economist at Westpac Bank in Sydney, on the situation in Japan.
Thank you for speaking with us. Now, is the Bank of Japan being aggressive enough to end deflation?
Well, I don't think the Bank of Japan is being aggressive enough, and I think that the Hatoyama administration is of a similar view. Now, why I think they are being less than aggressive is that they are deeply sceptical about the effectiveness of unorthodox monetary policy such as quantitative easing. And we shouldn't forget that the Bank of Japan is actually the pioneer, in recent times anyway, of quantitative easing, which is the policy they pursued in tandem with the zero interest rate policy for much of the first three quarters of this decade. Now, they didn't see any impact on inflation, really, and it was actually the improvements in the global economy and Japan's links into Asia, which actually saw the economy improve and inflation actually print positive for a little while. So the Bank of Japan doesn't think that them doing anything extra is really going to solve the problem. But I think they can do more, and I think the yen is the instrument through which they could potentially raise inflation expectations inside Japan. And that would also link into the public debt situation. I think that if the rest of the world starts to normalize interest rates in, say, 12 months' time, and the Bank of Japan could ramp up their quantitative easing policy, mainly through the purchase of government bonds, that would actually give us a sharply weaker yen exchange rate, both against the dollar and on a trade-weighted basis, and that would help raise inflation expectations inside the economy.
Weaker yen, then it'll be better for exports?
Yes, and I think over the last year, Japan has suffered on a competitive basis. If we go back to 2008, some of Japan's direct competitors, such as the Koreans, saw their currency depreciate very sharply after the Lehman Brothers collapse, and the yen saw their currency go the other way. At a time when there was a shortage of US dollars in global markets, the yen still rose because of the size of the leverage carry trade, which was funded in Japanese yen at the time. Everybody was scrambling to repay those loans, Koreans among them, and the won fell, and the yen was very, very strong. And so it's not only the Koreans, of course. Emerging market producers overall saw a huge gain in competitiveness against Japan, and that is something that has held the Japanese manufacturing sector back during the current revival. They haven't done poorly by any means, but the fact that Korea, Taiwan, Singapore and others have done a little better in some way, shape or form comes back to the exchange rate.
An additional funding program will be put in place to encourage bank lending. And now this seems quite similar to the 1998 era of lending program. Now, how effective could such a program be in encouraging companies to borrow, given that actually benchmark interest rate is already so low at 0.1%?
Well, the issue with any kind of program which is aimed at you know, stimulating lending when you have essentially got zero interest rates, you need to have demand for credit before that is going to be successful. And what we saw previously is the Bank of Japan chose to increase the level of cash on bank balance sheets in the hope that that would end up with the corporate sector and end up as profitable investment. Now, what actually happened was that there was no demand for those funds from corporate Japan, and so the banks took the money from the central bank and then they bought Japanese government bonds with the money, and they very slowly repaired their balance sheets, which were in a very poor state after the calamities of the 1990s and the collapse of asset prices, and very, very slowly they rebuilt their balance sheets with retained earnings from borrowing at essentially zero from the central bank and lending to the government at 1.5% or 1.75%. Now, that's a very slow process, and it's not very productive because the government is not the best person to be investing all of this capital. So that's the issue. If there is no demand from corporate Japan for funds in sitting in the banking system, it will not be a successful program. Now, where would that demand come from? Well, it would come from external demand predominantly, given that the capital stock in Japan is already very much built up. Labor costs are very high in Japan, so increased manufacturing capacity by Japanese firms is mainly going to be built outside the country. So there are a number of issues with actually getting this sort of program to flow through to the bottom line.
And so do you believe Japan could have seen the worst in its economy?
Well, yes. I think Japan had an awful crisis, as many other open trading manufacturers did. Japan's comparative advantage in durable goods such as automobiles and electronics was exactly the wrong comparative advantage to have during the kind of crisis which we saw in 08 and 09, and the Japanese economy suffered terribly. Now, we're not going to see a repeat of that, clearly not. And the Japanese economy did have a reasonable first quarter, and it had a reasonable second half of 2009. So, yes, it certainly has seen the worst. Yet, we did see in those Q1 GDP numbers that the deflator fell 3% from a year ago, and that is stronger than the falls in the deflator we saw when times were significantly worse in the economy. Well, why is that? Well, it's because commodity prices, raw materials, energy, those prices are rising. And in terms of trade sense, Japan is actually unlucky in the current circumstances in that they import the commodities, they export the manufacturers. No one has any pricing power in terms of manufacturers at the moment, yet the commodity prices are rising, so margins are under some pressure. And that's showing up in a declining terms of trade, and that's showing up in a declining GDP deflator.
Now, the government has been pressuring the central bank to end deflation and revitalize the economy. But what about the government? Are you satisfied about what they're doing, the progress of what they're doing to stimulate the economy?
Well, the numbers that we have seen out of the Japanese consumer of late have been okay, and a lot of that is to do with stimulus packages that the government has put in place. But we know they're going to wind down. Why the government is speaking to the central bank about this is that it's not just the government on its own, or it's not just the Bank of Japan on its own. They really do have to work together and have a consistent plan. And the government is constrained because the debt position that the government has accumulated since the crash of the bubble in the early 1990s is just gargantuan. And the ability of the government to continue issuing bonds to fund its own investment is somewhat limited. Expenditures are, twice revenues. That's a very, very difficult budget position to address. But if the Bank of Japan commits to buying a lot of the new issuance of bonds and perhaps picking up a large proportion of the stock as well, that is something which the government can work with. So I do think that together the two organisations can come up with a productive strategy. And this gets back to quantitative easing at the central bank and weakening the yen, which is something I've already spoken about also. And the best way to weaken your currency is when everybody else has a normal monetary policy, you are creating an extraordinary supply of your own currency, i.e. you are printing money and potentially buying assets with that in your own domestic currency. Your currency will fall in international markets under those circumstances. The problem at the moment is that everyone basically has that policy. The US has that policy and the Europeans have that policy. once those policies are removed in the US first, then secondly in Europe, Japan will have a little bit of clear air to get the yen to fall.
So at this point, would you say the government and the central bank, they're working well together?
Well, I don't want to comment on the precise machinations between the two organisations. What I would say is I think that the Bank of Japan should be poised to do more, and that will enable the government a little more flexibility to enact some more creative policies. And Japan is in a situation where they do need creativity. Standard orthodox policy responses are most unlikely to bear fruit.
All right, Hugh. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
And that was Hugh McKay, Senior International Economist at Westpac Bank over in Sydney, on whether Japan has seen the worst. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9. The Business Station.